then dictated through his board, and it was announced over the PA system. In order to save you the trouble of bowing down to me, up. Now, as each one of you is God in one form or another, and in order to save you the trouble of bowing down to me, I bow down to you. And then he went out and sat, first with the men and then with the women, and came back on the platform and said, in order to help you to realize that I am one of you and one with you, I have come down to sit with you. And that day was just indescribable. There were a group of lovely girls in beautiful saris who sang a nice arty love song to Baba. And there were some speeches, and then the darshan program began. And Baba did not remain back in his nice comfortable chair. He went forward and sat with his feet dangling over the edge of the platform, and the people began filing past him. Great lines, first the men and boys, then the women and children, and people of all types, women with babes and arms. And Baba sat there, smiling and loving and giving them prasad. He would reach into bags, which were supplied, sugar-coated peanuts, I think they were, and to each hand he would put a handful of those and touch their heads or embrace them or look deeply into their eyes, and they would bring beautiful garlands of sweet-smelling flowers to put around his neck or give him bouquets or fruit. And before long there were big piles of flowers, and he would have great mounds of them around him, and then they would be taken off and it would start all over again. There were big piles of flowers, beautiful sweet-smelling flowers there. And for us it was such a tremendous thing. And it went on hour after hour, and finally Baba interrupted just long enough to go out in a nearby field and sit with some 20,000 poor people who were sitting there and who were being given a free meal and some items of clothing. But they refused to eat anything until Baba came out and sat with them, which he did. He went out and sat with them for a little while and then came back, but he didn't eat. And when time came for lunch, we Western men were taken back to Mehrabad retreat and had a nice luncheon. Baba stayed there giving out prasad and his love. And when we came back, he was still at it, and perspiration running from him, and urge and different ones, sometimes wiping the perspiration. One arm would give out, and he would take the other arm. And day, hour after hour, and someone suggested, Baba, that you should rest. And Baba said, this is my rest. This is my rest. Well, as I watched this beautiful scene, hour after hour, I realized that something far greater than my eyes were able to grasp, or my mind to grasp, was taking place there. The atmosphere was completely surcharged with love. Everyone there was enveloped and permeated with this beautiful, glowing, luminous, radiant love, this sweet love. Everyone was just being bathed in this beautiful love. And for someone to be exposed to this and to be looking deeply into it, I know I had great wonder, and my wonder increased as the hours went by and deepened into some kind of amazement and almost a state of complete astonishment at this historic and beautiful living scene of divine love in action. This was a living scene out of our New Testament. It was happening right there, and to be there and to see it, it was really too much. Just one couldn't grasp the whole thing. I'm still trying to grasp the significance of that one day. this exposure to divine love. I've come to feel, as probably many of you have, that Baba himself is total significance, that divine love is total significance. Unfathomable, but total, ever new significance. Never tiring, continuously unfolding significance. So, well, this is part of Baba's awakening. You know, he said always, I have come not to teach but to awaken. And his greatest instrument for awakening was and continues to be divine love. Divine love is the reality. And in the last analysis, he tells us that we will discover that we are the ocean of divine love that he is. This is our true nature. Well, that was one day with Baba, and at the end of the day, at 6 o'clock, there was still a huge throng there, and they didn't want to let him go. And the only way he could really leave was to climb on top of a car. And I have slides of that beautiful scene of the avatar sitting on top of a car, holding his hand out over this vast assemblage and slowly moving into the sunset, away from that crowd. Just magnificent. Just a glorious picture. Many didn't get to have their personal contact with him that day, so he had another day for them, maybe a week or so later. And that was another glorious afternoon. But we would sit with him every day in the big room. There was a lounge in there, and Baba would sit on this, our sofa, and we would sit around Baba. And he would give us discourses, and sometimes we would just sit there with him and really just melt in his love. I recall one glorious afternoon. You know, the windows are up high around, and they were open, and there was a breeze coming through, and you could hear the breeze sort of sighing through. And we were just sitting quietly, and Baba was giving us of his love. And what an outpouring of love. That room seemed to become love sanctuary. And we were in that room, and he was in that room. And it was just so beautiful. And sometimes Baba would, break up an intense feeling by saying, "What are you thinking?" That's what he did on that occasion on the board, you know. "What are you thinking?" And so one would say this, "What are you thinking?" Of course, he knew very well what each one was thinking, and how it was, of course, of him, but they would also say other things. But all during this, I know I could not take my eyes off from Baba. And it seemed as though veils fell away from his lovely face, and I was able to see into his being. And when you look into an ordinary being, you discover 5x5, 6x8, you find a personality there, you know, you find something. But looking into Baba's being, there was just more love, sweeter love, more beautiful love. To say that you could see love is something strange, but this is what I saw. Love, just beautiful love. And so when Baba finally came to me, of course he knew what I was going to say. "What are you thinking?" I said, "Of you, Baba. You are all love." And it was just, probably from his point of view, it was just the tiniest glimpse, but for me it was like looking into the ocean of divine love and seeing for myself that he is really the ocean of divine, beautiful love. Well, at the close of our sitting that afternoon, Baba left, And some of us still sat there, saw that Kotwal sat there with me. And I had had to scribble something. The love was so great, the inspiration, it was so wonderful. I had to write something. It wasn't very poetic, but here's how it went. The wind, you know, sighing through the windows. And Baba had pointed to that as we sat there, listened to him, and we nodded yes. So I wrote, "Listen to the song of the wind. Let it ever remind you of my love. Let its soul-healing balm blow through your being wherever you are. And know that I have loved you as only God can love, and that I will love you thus throughout eternity." Baba was also very humorous. If we had funny hats or something, I know I had one of these little caps with a visor, and he took it off my head and put it on his own head at a rakish angle and let someone take his picture that way. And he didn't want us to have a sanctimonious or holier than thou mood, never. And he would always break that up. And if we looked too sober, he'd come at us quite soberly, and he'd offer his hand, and when we'd reach for it, he'd go down. You know, he'd look at you. Things like that. And Fred Winterfeld especially can tell you that you might be walking along and all of a sudden you'd get a resounding slap on your back that would just about floor you, you know. And it would be Baba, you know. And he was up to funny little things he would do, you know. And he would get a mischievous look in his eyes and a sparkle and a very lively, the humor that was very contagious, you know. And sometimes he would take his board and he would spin it, you know. I know he did this one time and he handed it to me. I said, "Am I supposed to try?" And he said, "So I tried it. I couldn't do it." So he takes it back and he spins it some more. And, but he was always conscious of our needs, our feelings, and he would ask, "How do you feel? How did you sleep? How did you sleep last night? And how are you now?" And all of that. We were looked after as we were never looked after before. And he took us to lovely places. He took us to Maharazad, and we spent a day there. This was in 1954. And of course, Mahara, Mani, and Maru, and some of the others were secluded at that time, and we didn't get to see them. As he showed us through the rooms, they had to dodge us going from one room to another. And he showed us his the old coat, that old tattered coat he wore for us. You know, that Paul wrote, Matthews wrote this beautiful, lovely song about that old tattered coat that you wore for us, and his old sandals. And he let us hold them and embrace them. And I know his sandals, I surreptitiously put them up to my forehead as I held them and passed them on. And they went way around to Baba. And when they got to Baba, he picked them up and put them to his forehead. And he told us amusing stories, things that had happened there at Maharazad and other places, had Eridge tell them. And had Kekobad tell us of his experiences, you know, great experiences. And he himself, Baba himself, led us up the hill, to the top of the hill, and showed us the stonework where the cabins had been during the seclusion period up there. And then he sat with us partway down the hill. We sat with him there for a while. And often when he would be walking along, like up that hill or the hill at Mahirabad, he would stop and pick up a stone, just hold it there a while and seem to be thinking, and throw the stone away and walk on. And I know he had been asked why he did that, and he just replied, "It's my habit." Many things he would do, he wouldn't explain why he did. So then one day he took us to Sikori. Of course, do you like these stories? One day he took us to Sikori. Well, you'll have to stop me because I won't know how to stop. He took us to Sikori, and on the way to Sikori, we rode in the station wagons, and Baba rode in the car, and some of the Mandali rode in other vehicles.